Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, January the 25th. Thursday, January the 25th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as always, as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to break down this idea of finding your niche. Man, this is like the most important show or the most important question that anybody could ask. Why are you here? Why are you on earth? Out of all the questions that you could ask yourself today, out of all the questions that you may or may not want to know, the number one question, the most important thing is, why are you here? And that implies, or that means, what are you good at? No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter where you go, the most important thing on earth is purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. And it is profound to me that most people, myself included, lived or we are living our life with no idea what that question or the answer to that question is. And so today we want to show you again how to answer that question for yourself. So that way you can oscillate or vibrate in a more confident manner that draws into your life wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. Now, if you're like me, the most important thing that should be burning, the question that should be burning in your brain is that if finding purpose is so easy, why is it that nobody has it? Why is it that nobody is living their life on purpose? And why is it that we are not all wealthy, healthy, and wise? If purpose is so easily obtainable or accessible, why is it that if you say that if you find your purpose, the reason that you are on earth, the thing that allows you to, again, have what I call mastery or self-mastery, then why is it that everybody don't have it? Well, finding purpose is one thing, but implementing purpose, yeah, that's a whole nother animal. Because, see, the problem is not finding purpose. The problem is actually believing the purpose or removing the negative habit pattern that is not allowing you to see or to vibrate according to your purpose. So for everybody that has that question, and again, this is how I do my destiny profiling. And so if I was doing a profile for someone, I would start off by simply taking, as we talked about before, but now we need to go deeper down the rabbit trail so I can share with you what I do for a living. And so the life path number is simply by adding up your date of birth. But when you add up the date of birth, there is two numbers that precede the life path number or the number of your date of birth. For example, when I add up all the numbers in my name, it equals to the number 33. So that's why I get my name, Master Teacher 33. So that is the two numbers that precede the number, which is my life path number, which is 6. So if you add 3 plus 3, you get 6. And my expression number is the number 3. But the two numbers that precede that number is the number 2 and the number 1. That's 2-1. That means peaceful leader. Now, 3-3 means creative. 2-1 means peaceful leader. My soul urge, the next number, is a number 3 also. But that's a 1-2-3, which is the reverse order, which means individual and then our leader and peace. And the last number is the number 9. But the number that precedes the number 9 is the number 7-2, which means 7 in intellect, 2 means peace. That's why I'm a peaceful guy, because the number 2 is the unconscious number. That is my motivated abilities pattern. So there is a pattern. I have abilities that is motivated when I vibrate in this pattern. But since most people don't know the two numbers that precede the individual number, because all I talk about and all people on Facebook and YouTube, every numerology reading chart, they give you those individual numbers, your life path number, your expression number, your soul's number, and your outer personality number, but they don't give you the method by which they obtained those numbers. Since the method by which the numbers are obtained remains hidden, your destiny or your niche or your profile remains hidden. All I do for a living with 100% is what I just explained to you. The problem is, numbers don't mean shiznits. The characteristics behind the numbers is what I am concerned with expressing, exposing, and expanding for you today. Now, let me go further down again the destiny profile so that way you can understand, because each number represents one of the quadrants of life for you. There are four quadrants. Quadrant number 1, wealth. Quadrant number 2, health. Quadrant number 3, wisdom. Quadrant number 4, relationships. So if you don't know the number that makes up the quadrant of your relationships are going to suck. If you don't know the numbers of the quadrant that makes up wisdom, your wisdom, you're going to be very ignorant. If you don't know the numbers that makes up the quadrant of your health will be non-existent. If you don't know the numbers that make up the quadrants of your wealth, your poverty will be your friend. And so without under, over, and understanding this, this is the hidden mechanisms behind your niche. This is your abilities that motivates your pattern. So the pattern is the number. The two numbers that make up the pattern is the motivation, and the payoff is your result. This is called your motivated abilities payoff or payment. And so without knowing this, everybody goes through life and they have no near clarity, or what I call, they have no confidence, they have no self-mastery, and therefore they're not driven by motivation, they're driven by fear, or they're driven by doubt, or they're driven by something else, but they're not driven by motivation. They're not being led, they're being pushed. See, you are being led by the Ruach, or you are being pushed by dimensions or demons. Now, brothers and sisters, this is extremely important. People tell me this all. I talk to people every day, and you guys know I've been doing this for a long time. And the thing that saved my life, the only reason I'm alive, the only reason that I'm not in prison, the only reason that I'm not homeless or destitute is because of what I'm sharing with you today. And the only reason that you are not, there's a lot of people that got a lot of money, but they don't have no purpose. They don't have, again, what I have. So what do I have that's different from everybody else? Love. I have a love of what I do. And a lot of people, they don't love what they do. They do it because of the money. They don't do it because of the purpose. And as I've been saying on a plethora of shows, where purpose is not known, abuse of self is inevitable. And we abuse ourselves because we don't have confidence in ourselves. So this lack of confidence in self is perpetrated because of a lack of clarity of purpose. So I can tell you your purpose, which I've done already and will continue to do. But if, and everybody has access to this information, so if that's the case, how come everybody is not wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship? Because a negative habit pattern is intercepting, again, the understanding of their purpose. So again, it's not just having purpose, it's having the understanding or the clarity of that purpose. Now, let's go back to the example that we started off talking about at the beginning of the show. So at the beginning of today's show, I said that if you have, and I'm gonna use my own numbers. Well, you know what? Let's make up some hypothetical numbers. Let's make up some numbers so I can just come straight off the dome. I thought about like doing it live, but for the sake of time, let's just make up some numbers. Let's say that you're the life path number 7. I add up your date of birth. And the way that I got that 7 is by adding the number 2 and the number 5. Now, everything I'm getting ready to tell you right now is the only way to have self-mastery and the only way to have confidence. Women, the only reason that you don't have a man, or you have a man that's misusing you, abusing you, not truly respecting you, not valuing you, is because of what I'm getting ready to say. What is that? Your vibration. What is your vibration? You're not vibrating confident. And you say, well, hold up, Brother Will. I have a great job, or I do have a man. So let me ask you this. Are you happy? And you may say, like a lot of people tell me all the time, well, you know, Brother Will, you know, happiness is a relative term. You know, happiness doesn't come from outside of me. Happiness comes from within me. Absolutely. I'm with you. But are you happy? Well, you know, Brother Will, you know, and who really is happy? Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Because you see, people go through life and they think that mastery, confidence is out there. Very few. Now, I'm talking from somebody who had no, I'm talking about zero self-worth. I used to, as you guys know, all up until like, what was it, third, fourth grade, I think I used to urinate and defecate on myself. I remember my first grade teacher, Miss Tinsley, I'll never forget her, had this ruler, used to come by my desk. When she was walking to the desk, I just started urinating on myself. I was afraid of my own freaking shadow. If you gave me a hug, I was a scared little chicken. So I ain't talking about something I read out of a book. I had no confidence. Why? I had no idea why I was here. I was afraid of everything. I was raised in an environment where it did not, again, validate me. I wasn't seen. Damn sure wasn't heard. It was just too many of us. My mother, that wasn't enough mother to divide up and to go around, at least for me anyway. I don't know about my brothers and sisters, but that's my perception. Again, so I grew up seeking validation from outside of myself. So what I'm getting ready to say right now is the most important thing. Nothing on earth is more important than what I'm getting ready to say. Because your confidence, women, men are attracted to confident women. Men are attracted to women who are confident. And men, women are attracted to men who know what they are doing, who know that they have confidence. So what is confidence? How do I get it? Can I go buy it from Walmart? Confidence can't be bought. Confidence can't be learned. Confidence doesn't come from taking no damn self-improvement. Otherwise, I'd be the most confident fool on the planet. You know how many freaking self-help courses I've taken? Confidence cannot be bought. Women, confidence cannot be put on with makeup. Women, confidence cannot be put on by getting no fake boobs. Women, confidence cannot be ascertained by getting no damn butt lift. Women, confidence has nothing to do with, I know a lot of women that are 600 pounds, they got a dude following them around like a little puppy. And I know a lot of women that look like Beyonce, they can't buy a dude. And women, there's a lot of men that are the same way. I know a lot of men that 6'5", buff, look like freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger. And they go out and they get hookers because they can't get a woman. Why? Because women are repelled by your insecurity. Women are repelled by men who don't have confidence. Let me say that again. Women hate, they're not going to tell you this, but women, that's why women will always go toward a dude who's faking the funk faster than they will toward somebody who's got the funk. Because it's vibrational. It ain't got nothing to do with money. It has to do with brains. It ain't got nothing to do with brawn. It has to do with brains. Now, what is confidence? Confidence is self-mastery. What is self-mastery? Self-mastery is being Deaconeer-driven. What is Deaconeer-driven? Being Deaconeer-driven has been destiny-driven. It's been purpose-driven. It means that that means that your dogs hunt. It means that when you talk with dunamis power. Women are attracted to that. Women are attracted to men who know what they're saying, who got confidence to provide and protect, who knows that if somebody walked through that front door, they got to walk through me first. Women are attracted to men regardless of when the shizness hits the fan, whether they know it or not. They don't want no freaking jelly back weak dude who's freaking going to go and run out the back door when somebody comes through the front door. Somebody comes through the front door of my house, they got to walk through me first. So my wife sleeps good at night. So I am the provider and the protector of my home. Mentally first, physically second. But how did I get there? Because I never had it before. So I got it now. So where did I get it from? I got it from mastery. So where did I get mastery from? I got it from understanding what I'm getting ready to share with you right now. Without understanding of this, you will vibrationally repel every man that comes into your life, women. And men, if you don't have mastery of this, every woman will use you, take your money, and then you'll be friend zoned. Oh, they'll keep you around. They'll call you and they want you to pay their light bill. They might give you a little new on the side to keep you paying that bill. But they will never give you their heart because you ain't a man, you're a boy. Now, that's hope for you because I used to be a boy. Now, remember, any man that has a woman taking care of him is a boy. Any woman that got a man she's taking care of, you raising a boy. You ain't raising a man. Don't believe me? Let somebody break into your house. He'll beat you out the back door. How I know? I used to be a boy. Women used to take care of me. Now, let me make sure you understand why I needed a woman to take care of me, because I couldn't take care of myself, because I didn't have no cojones. And the reason I didn't have no cojones is because of I had no freaking destiny. I had no Deaconeer. I had no purpose. I didn't know why to beep. I was here. There was nothing on earth that I could do better than anybody else. Nothing. I didn't know. Now I know. Nobody on earth that can buy in spirit and science better than me. Nobody. I print money on demand. You should be doing the same thing. Why? I speak with dunamis power. What do I got? I got something that I can do better than anybody else, and I got a freaking audience. I recommend highly that you do the same thing. That's why I highly recommend that you join the life management system yesterday. Because I need to teach you what I know. Now, you should be saying to yourself, well, Brother Will, I can go on Facebook. I can go anywhere and order a Deaconeer report, a numerology report. Yeah, surely. But nobody's going to tell you, number one, to reverse it. And then nobody's going to tell you that the two numbers that precede that number is the number that's more important than the number that they give you. And if they do even tell you that, they're not going to give you the attributes of the number that tells you exactly, specifically, what you should be doing that only you know. So when I do a destiny profile on somebody, they're like, damn, how the hell did he know that? I had people break down and start crying like babies. And all I did was just tell them about them. Because there is no greater subject on earth than you. Everybody likes talking about themselves. Even the people who say they don't like talking about themselves, the people that don't like talking about themselves don't know themselves. If you knew yourself, you would know that, damn, shit, ain't nobody on earth better than me. I should be talking about me, man. I'm the freaking baddest thing walking. If you know who you are, man, you wouldn't be talking about nobody else. You wouldn't have no damn star. You'd be watching no freaking Love and Hip Hop. If you knew who you were, you'd be talking about yourself because you're the baddest mother walking the damn planet. The problem is you don't know. Somebody lied to you and told you, oh, you're overweight. Really? Who the hell are you? What determines overweight anyway? What's the average height? Where did they get that crap from? What's the average income? What the hell is average? These are all freaking definitions. Them dogs don't hunt, not in my world. I determine the freaking words that I use. I give them worth and value, me. And it's important that you understand, brothers and sisters, because if you ain't got no damn confidence, you ain't got shiznits. When I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. Because I gave my confidence from the big G because he gave me abilities. So now I have responsibility. I can respond to the ability that the Father has given me. And the Father that I got my abilities, it didn't come from the universe. My abilities came from the Father above the universe that I talked about yesterday. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. If you got a boss, you can't be the boss. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me make sure you understand. Now, I'm getting ready to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the thing that will change your life forever if you can wrap your brain around what I'm getting ready to share with you today. But let me make sure you understand the depth of the statements that I'm getting ready to make. Because, see, for all my life, I was a poor creature. For all my life, people looked down on me because I thought they was better than me. See, all my life, I was swimming in a heated pool. All the while, I was thinking I was swimming in the ocean. Let me say that again. I've been swimming. That means living life. That means making money, being healthy, having wisdom, being in a relationship. But I was in a protected environment. See, you can't teach me how to swim in the ocean if you learn how to swim in the pool. How do I know? See, I thought I was a swimmer, right? And I was good. You know, I was licensed. Then I became a lifeguard. I went to Hawaii, and I was on Waikiki Beach. You ever try to rescue somebody in the ocean with them waves and the undercurrent? Have you ever experienced an undercurrent? Have you ever been in the undertow? When you go under and you come up and you wade out in the ocean, and you don't know how you got there, and you got to swim back against the current? You ever did that? Yeah, it ain't like swimming in the ocean. It's not like swimming in the pool, homie. Totally different. So what I'm getting ready to tell you is totally different. I'm not talking about no numerology report. I'm talking about a destiny profile. I'm talking about your freaking dear Kinnear. I'm talking about something that's innate. I'm talking about something that came from the God, the Father of lights. Not no freaking archon that keeps you in a damn box. See, your most pressing traumatic problem, that's your gift. That's why it's there. God has said, I ain't taking it away. Same thing he told Paul. You can ask three times like Paul did. And he says, nope, my grace is sufficient. So you got a problem. And your problem is your product. But you don't know. Everything I'm doing now what used to be my problem. Now I made my problem my bitch. I recommend you do the same thing. Don't run from it. Don't be embarrassed of it. Don't be shy. Your problem is the dark side of your giftedness. Now, remember, I'm a 33. Let's go through the numbers really quickly. I said I wasn't going to use myself. Let's use somebody arbitrary. Let's say my life path number was a 7. Okay, how did I get the number 7? Well, let's say the numbers 2-5 precedes the number 7. 25. So if I'm doing mine, well, you know, let me talk about mine, man. It's easier. So my life path number, this is my destiny profile. This is why I have dunamis power. Man, I'm getting ready to tell y'all something. Y'all should be, somebody to write this down. Because right now you've been doing shiznits instead of being shiznits. So right now I'm going to tell you how to be, how to vibrate. See, if you have a boss, he's the boss, not you. Don't believe me? Don't do what he says. See, I don't have a boss. I'm my own boss. I wake up when I want. I go to bed when I want. I eat what I want. Because I ain't got no damn time clock. Now, no disrespect for people who do. See, you will be employed until you learn how to deploy. Now, see, I was forced to be deployed because I could not be employed. Because every time I go to job, somebody pissed me off and I would quit. And I would talk to my dad. He said, yeah, boy, I was the same way. I ain't going to keep no damn job. So I said, oh, okay, I got it honestly. So what do we do? I don't know, boy. You ain't going to be getting away with no job. So I had to find purpose. So I'm a 3-3-6. Now, the 3-3-6 is your life path. The life path is how you make money. Somebody write that down. I'm giving you the destiny profile. I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom right now. I'm giving you the keys to the Maserati. This is a fast car. Now, I don't know. Hopefully you know how to drive it. Because if you don't know how to drive, you're going to crash and burn. Because you're going to do some unethical shiznits. So the key for me to making money, 3-3, because the number that precedes my life path number is 3-3. Now, let's say if I was a 7, and the number that precedes, now, if you are a part of the life management system, you already got this. If you don't got this, doing our one-on-one, which I've done all day today with everybody that had an appointment today, I told them exactly what I'm telling you. So that way everybody knows. Now, it's not going to do you any good if you don't know how to drive it. That means if you don't recognize the thing that has prohibited you from doing it already, which is what? Your current habit pattern. I call it your negative habit pattern. So I got the keys. So anytime I'm owed money, I need to be 3-3, ding, money. 3-3, ding, money. If you're a 7, and the numbers that precede the number 7 is 2-5. Again, if I add up your date of birth and the numbers that make up that, because sometimes it's a 3-digit number, you reduce it down to 2 digits. And the number 7, if I add up your date of birth and it comes out to 25, that means you are a peaceful 5, means spiritual evangelist, freedom fighter, or adventurer. So anytime you want to make money, if you're a 7 and the numbers that precede the number 7 are 2-5, you need to create a peaceful environment. See, so the devil's going to make sure you ain't got no peace. I don't give a flying bee what you're doing. I guarantee if you're a 7, your life is freaking mentally, now not physically, you can have a bunch of money, 15 dudes, you know, house, car, but mentally you whack because you cannot have peace in your brain because that's how money's drawn to you. Money is drawn to you when you are peaceful and adventurous. Money is drawn to you automatically. You ain't got to do nothing. So money is drawn to me if I'm a creative. How many books I got? I got 50 published. I got about another 200 in the garage in different states of development. Why? I'm a 3-3. What am I doing right now? Shows. How many shows have I done? I got 4 Blog Talk channels. Do you know what I do last night? Last night I got about 5 envelopes of stuff I wrote down. In the middle of the night I just wake up and I just find random envelopes and just write down the notes of different shows and stuff. Because why? Creative. So anytime I want money, I print money on demand. How do I do it? 3-3. Because that's my life path number, which is my wealth number, is the first number. So what's your first number? If you're a part of the life management system, you should already know this. This is how you destiny profile. So you should do this for your family, your friends, your neighbor, your dog, everybody you know. Because, again, this solves all problems. Because now when you got a bill, you don't be, oh, shit, what I'm going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I got no money. Oh, they're going to take my – no, you don't do that. You got freaking confidence, homie. And guess what happens? When people see you doing your own shizness, they are drawn. They're like, hey, how you do it? And they're going to come up to ask you, hey, man, I noticed, yeah, you got your shizness together. Women like dudes. Men, here's a clue. Write this down, men. Women like dudes that solve problems. But more importantly, women like dudes that listen to them before they help them. Somebody write that down. Women don't give a damn about how many problems you can solve. Women want to know that you are available to listen because they're nurturers. So you got to listen before you solve. Because how you going to solve something you don't understand? See, the men, women know you ain't listening because when they start talking, you say, well, just going on over there and pay the bill. Why are you stressing out? You ain't listening. They ain't not stressed because of the bill. They stress because of something else. So men, women want dudes that listen. That's very important because, again, if you don't understand that, you're going to be messing up when it comes to not only your money but also your relationship. So let's go to second base. So we already talked about first base. That's the life path number. So everybody that's listening to me, now you should never have enough money problem. Because if you don't know, doing my one-on-one, you need to tell me, Doc, I need you to explain to me again. You said it real fast in the show. I didn't get it. So you're telling me if I do this, money comes to me. Absolutely. How do I know? I do it. I did it yesterday. I'm going to do it today. What do? I create. Then I got another number. It's 3. So I'm creatively creating. I'm just not creating. I'm creating because that's the other different. I could come up with the number 6 by being a 4-2. But I'm not a 4-2. I'm a 3-3-6. I'm not a 4-2-6. So it makes a difference of how you get the number 6. Let's say second number. Now, for me, my second number is a 3. But how do I get it? I get it from by the number, as I said on the other show, 2-1. So I'm a 2-1-3. So two means peace. One means independent leader, individual. So that is the number for health. I used to always wonder why I do instinctive training. I've tried. I remember calling myself. I said, you know what? Everybody talk about personal trainers. So I was going to hire me a personal trainer. And I went out, the dude showed up. He had a little sugar in his tank. So that kind of like, you know, so I tried another dude, and I think he was late. And I couldn't do personal trainers. So the way that I create health is 2, 1, 3. Because the 2 and the 1 are the two numbers that precede the 3. I still use my creative ability, but how do I be creative? I need to be a peaceful leader. So as long as I got peace, my weight changes when my environment or stress level changes. As long as the devil, the bad guy, whoever he, she, it is, can disrupt my peace, I stop being an individual and I stop creating and I gain weight. Anytime my house is, everything is good between me and my wife, everything is going great, you know, or with my business, the kids are in order, you know, my brothers and sisters, nobody's sick, I got peace. All of a sudden I go to the gym, man, I'm freaking blowing, I'm lifting everything in the gym, I'm on the treadmill, I got the freaking on 12, the highest freaking speed, I'm just going balls to the wall. Why? I got peace, and I don't need no program. I use instinctive training. So I don't know what I'm going to do till I get there. But what if I got a 3 another way? I got to train another way. What if I'm not a 3? I was talking to a client, and that wasn't a 3. This client was an 8. But the way they got the 8 was through the number 4. So, and it's in the health department. So that means for that client, they can't be healthy. For me to be healthy, I need a peaceful environment that allows me to be an independent person so I can create a routine that creates my health. If I don't know that about myself, I am doing somebody else's program. I have no power and I have no confidence because that shizness don't work because it's not me. It's not my individual vibrational expression. Y'all got to stop copying other people. So you go online and you watch this program or you buy this pill that's guaranteed to lose 30 pounds, you know, in one day, and you go buy their vibration and you put it on your body. Shizness don't work. The dog don't hunt because you have a unique individual in vibration. And when you do it, you get results. Bam, confidence goes up. And then all of a sudden, women, you got dudes following you around at the gym wanting your digits. And you ain't even do nothing. You don't even know why. Why they following you around? They smell confidence. They smell immediate measurable results. Why are you not getting immediate measurable results? Because you don't know you. Now, you know everybody on the Dallas Cowboys, men, women, you know all the cheerleaders by name. But you don't know how, not you personally, but other people you know. You don't know how to, again, understand your destiny, your dear Kinnear profile. Now, I use the word destiny because, again, it's a word people don't understand. But the word is Dear Kinnear, homie. That's the biblical word. That's the word, again, I get my stuff from the big G, the one above the little G. So the big G says there's 4 quadrants that are important to people according to 3, John 1, 2. And you suck in all 4 quadrants, so let me throw you a bone. Okay, big G, I'm listening, dog. What you got? Well, the only way you make money is because you're 33-6. So that means you got to be and I didn't even talk about the 6th part. You got to be a creative creator that is compassionate. So if I do anything that is ego-driven, go on my website and see what my mission statement is. What's my definition of money? Focus energy that is expressed with enthusiasm in the form of a product, service, information that benefits others. That's called compassion. More than it benefits me. That means my dog hunts. But let's say I want to be ego. How do I know? I did it already. So let's say I got the first 2 numbers together. I use my 3, creative. 3, creator. But I leave out the 6. I'm not going to have no love in it. No toe curling. It's all ego. I ain't going to make no money. How do I know? I already tried it. So I print money on demand by simply following my design. That gives me confidence. So when I talk with dunamis power. People listen. They go in their wallet and they take out their money. Why? Is there anything I'm doing? No. I take the ability that God gave me. and I use it to motivate according to the pattern. That's called a motivated abilities pattern. That gives me my motivated abilities payment. I do that in the area of wealth, which I've just explained. I also do that in the area of health, which I've just explained. I'm a 2-1-3. That means 2, peace. 1, independent. 3, creator. So I create a peaceful environment that allows me to be an independent leader, to establish a creative workout routine. And every time I go to the gym, pounds fall off. No effort. I just show up, do a little thing. Y'all know I don't spend more than 15, 20 minutes in the gym. I used to spend 2 to 3 hours. So now I do everything in 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Nobody gets the results I get at the gym in that amount of time because they are trying to do somebody else's program. They're not doing their own. Let's go to third base. What is third base? So the third thing is wisdom. So me, I'm a 3 again. But now the 3 is not 2-1. The 3 is 1-2. So if I want to be, what is that? Wisdom. How do I get wisdom? I love this one. Now, let's say, before I give you mine, let's say I was 6 in the wisdom category. Or, now let's do another one. Let's say we did number 6. Let's say number 9. Let's say I was number 9 in my soul's urge. But the way I get the number 9 is the number 36. So the number 36 precedes the number 9. So remember, the number that precedes your number is how you express the number. Life management members, are you listening? The numbers that precede the numbers are more important than the number. Let me say that again. The numbers that precede the numbers bump the numbers. The numbers don't mean shiznits. It is the characteristics that is contained in the numbers. People telling me, well, Brother Will, I don't really worship numbers, brother, when they're into no damn doom numerology. Man, there ain't no freaking numerology. This is freaking alphanumerics, man. This is the understanding of how you work. We just using that system because you can understand it better. Once you get to a higher level, you don't need no numbers no more. But for now, since we're all learning, we need to overstand. So if I'm a 9, if I got the number 3, 6, 3, creative, 6, compassion, 9, humanitarian. So if my soul urge, this is how I get wisdom if I'm a 3, 6. I need to create creatively, and I need to bring my love and my compassion that's for humanity, and wisdom comes to me. I don't go to it. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you are a go-getter instead of a be-gotter. You right now, you've been go-getting. You get up in the morning, you go get it. You work for your money, right? Yeah, I used to do that too. I don't do that no more. Now I'm a magnet. I'm a light. Now a light is like a lighthouse. Notice the lighthouse does not move on the shore. The lighthouse shines. It stays in one spot and it shines so that the ships can see the shore. That's you. You're a lighthouse. So you should stay in one spot and you should shine so the shiznits come to you. You are, again, a magnet. You draw wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships to you. So if you are a 3-6, the only way that you can be wise is for you to creatively use your compassion, and that will draw wisdom into your life. Now, for me, I'm a 3. So anytime I want to learn something, this is how I do it. Before, remember the first number, 2-1. Now I'm a 1-3. So I need to study independently. So if I join an organization, a cult, or that's why I was always in a cult or something. I was always in some damn church. I sought to be some Reverend Dr. Bishop. So I did that all my life. I was a part of that. That destroyed. That's the dark side of my gift. I had no confidence, man. I needed a leader. I needed somebody to tell me, Brother Will, go read Matthew 13 and 33. Yes, sir. I was happy as hell. Man, ooh, y'all don't even know. I love somebody to tell me what to do. Why? Dark side of my gift. I'm a freaking leader, homie. Ain't no damn follower. I'm a 1, but I got to create it peacefully. I cannot use my ego. So I can't take no street mentality into the kingdom and think I'm going to get no wisdom. Not me anyway, but that's what I was doing. So I'm a 1-2 that creatively draws wisdom into my life. That's my soul's urge. So every time I want knowledge, I stop listening to other people. I tune into my gut. and I get into it, that's what the devil makes. Damn, oh man, he been playing me like a freaking fiddle. That's why I got righteous indignation, man. Y'all don't even want to know. You might not want to hang out with me, man, if you just playing church, but I'm freaking pissed off because I was the numero uno fool. You look up, go to dictionary, look at fool. You probably see a picture of me in there. So now that I found this off, I'm telling everybody and their grandmother. So for me, I need to be number one and number two. I can bring my brothers and sisters on here. I can bring my children on here. They will tell you, I've never had a peaceful environment. Never. I've always been living pillar to post. I've always been freaking jumping around, changing jobs, losing cars, changing relationships. I've always been in freaking drama, chaos, and confusion. Why? The dark side, homie. The dark side of my gift. The devil knows. The only way I'm going to keep this fool ignorant is to make sure his black ass is on the damn treadmill of life. And he's been doing a damn good job. That's why I'm pissed off. You should be pissed off, too. Because somebody, I don't know who, been making sure that you operate in the dark side of your gift. So now you think I know? You think I'm going to be playing? Oh, no. I cursed out a client this morning. Love him. Hopefully he'll come back. But, man, you can't talk to me, man. You ain't never been in the ocean. If you've been swimming in a pool, a heated pool, and you're going to tell me what it's like to swim in the ocean? Man, I used to be that warm, cuddly dude. Not no more, dog. I got some fire in my bones. I know what works and what doesn't work. For me, the only way I get wisdom is I'm a 1-2. That makes up the number 3. So therefore, as long as I'm independent, as long as I'm a leader, and as long as I'm peaceful, as long as I have peace in my brain, it doesn't matter what's going on around me. As long as I can maintain peace, I will always have wisdom, and I would never be ignorant. Because before I overstood this, I never was a leader. I was always a follower, and I never had peace. I always was in a chaotic environment. The devil ain't stupid. He knows you better than you do. Last number, relationships. Oh, I like this one. So in the area of relationships, I'm a 9. But let me use an example that's not a 9 for relationships. Out of personality, let's say, what's a good number? Let's use a master number. Yeah. So let's say you master number, let's say 11. So how did I get the number 11? Let's say I got the number 11 from the number 47. So let's say you are a master number 11 in the area of relationships or your outer personality. So if you want to have a relationship with a man, woman, if you want to have a relationship with a woman, man, and then you're a master number 11, and the numbers that precede the 11 are the 4-7. So 4 means worker, 7 means intellect. So that means you have to work intellectually to maintain a relationship with the opposite sex, with God, with yourself, and with others. If you don't do that, your dog don't hunt. You'll be single. So women, that's single. Any woman out there right now that's listening to me that's single, you know why you're single? You're violating that principle. So for every woman that's a part of the life management system, if we have not talked about this doing our one-on-one, we need to talk about this. If you don't know. Now, if you already know, if you can do this for yourself, hey, assalamu alaikum. You own it. Just take the single-digit number. That's how you maintain your relationship. Now, if you're a master number, you take the number 4-7. That lets me know, hey, I got to work. Now, remember, the master number 7 just really means stability. That means that you cannot be unstable. And you must be intelligent. You already got this. You just need to embrace it. But you got another number, 11. So that means two poles, or one means leader. So you are a leader's leader, or you are an independent leader. So as an independent leader, because you're an 11, that gives you the number 2. That means you create a peaceful environment by being an independent leader or master of intuition. Because how do you be, if you're an 11, how do you be peaceful? By using your intuitive or your intuition, because the number 11 is a master number. It is the master of intuition. So if that is in the house of the personality or relationship, your outer personality says that you must, in order to be, so if you don't do that, none of your relationships will work. Well, not none. You have to work at them. Now, remember, everything I'm talking about, now you can do anything in life. You got free will. You ain't got to do this. This is for people who want to swim downstream versus people who want to swim upstream. Now, if you want to swim upstream, man, God bless you, bruh. Do you, boo-boo. But me, yeah, I've already been there, done that already. That takes too much energy. That's why you got to go on vacation. That's why you're tired, stressed out, all that other bullshitness, because you're swimming against the stream. You're swimming upstream. I just decided to swim downstream. So if you are at 11 and the number that precedes you, this is the way you maintain relationship. So women, this is how you get a man. You get a man by being you, by being authentic. Men love authentic women because all the other women are fake. They got fake hair. They got fake nails. They got fake boobs. They got fake badonkey-donk. They got everything fake. So when a man sees a woman that's real, he's like, damn, she look like my mama. He want to date her because everybody's fake. Everybody else is like freaking, Nicki Minaj. He'll hit it, but he don't want to take her home to mama. She's an airhead with fake boobs and fake butt. That ain't real. So no dude want no fake woman. A man wants a real woman who knows herself. And the only way to know yourself is to understand yourself. And that's confidence. Confidence exudes power. Dunamis power. Dunamis power comes from self-mastery. Dunamis power comes from walking in your purpose. So nothing is more important than purpose. That's why I cursed out my client this morning. He was telling me, well, yeah, you know, it's good to do something else. Now, no disrespect. I know, you know, I may be listening. All I'm simply saying is it's a learning process, man. I had to learn, too. I used to say the same bullshitness. Only problem with me was you guys are way better than me because y'all are teachable. I wasn't. You think I would go in my back pocket and pay somebody some money to tell me something? Nah. I was too busy spending my money on non-issues. So everybody that's listening to me is light years ahead of me. Light years. Because at least, if you can listen to me, you can listen to anybody. I know I'm not the most articulate. I know sometimes I step on you guys' toes. I know sometimes I insult people. I mean, that's not my intention, so I apologize in advance. If I said anything today to disrespect anybody, I apologize. That's not my intent. I just got a lot of righteous indignation. It took me 50 years of being disrespected. Do you think I'm going to be disrespected today? Oh, man, my wife tells me every day, I'm a dangerous man. Man, cut me off in traffic and then look at me stupid. I will follow you home. You know how many altercations I've almost been in? Oh, I got to pray daily. Because after all them years, when I was a young dude, I didn't understand why old people were so short. Old people look at you crazy. Now I understand. Because after living your life taking bulls, when you get old, you ain't taking no crap off no young whippersnapper. Man, you'll punch a dude in the chest. Well, I'll punch a kid in the throat in a minute. Walk up on me crazy if you want to. Why? 50 years of being disrespected. Now, who disrespected me? I disrespected myself because I didn't know myself. If you don't know yourself, you're disrespecting yourself. For me, I get my last number in the 5-4. So I'm a 9 in my outer expression number. As a 9, the numbers that precede my 9 is 5-4. So for me to express or to maintain a great relationship, I need to be a 5. Spiritual evangelist, freedom fighter, adventurer, wind, no box dude, no filter, good communicator, and a 4. Those two are opposites. But I like that number because if you can put that together, that means it's like having the ground with a cool breeze. Anybody like sitting outside your backyard on a nice cool day and the wind is blowing? That's a 5-4. So for me to maintain a relationship with my wife, I need to create a foundation that is free for her to come and go, a secure foundation. You know, the number one thing that my wife tells me, I asked her, we were just talking yesterday. And I'm like, babe, we're not communicating. You're not sharing with me. Something's off. And the reason that she wasn't communicating, she said she didn't feel safe. What am I not doing? I wasn't creating a foundation that allowed her to be free to express herself with no freaking comeback. meaning that a unconditional environment where she knows no matter what she says, the love doesn't stop. So anytime I have a problem, I go back and say, oh, man, I got out of my lane. I'm trying to be, you know, Loverboy Smith. I'm trying to be somebody else. That's not me. The only way that relationships work in my life with the opposite sex, with myself, and with God is for me, I got to work at it. I'm a four. I'm a worker bee in that area. I got to put in the energy. I got to put in effort. I got to create a stable environment, and that environment must be a five environment. There must be a sense of adventure. My wife tells me all the time, you need to be a little bit more romantic, more adventurous, more spontaneous. Why? She senses my unconscious vibe. So if for me to maintain a relationship, if I don't do this, relationship is not going to last. If I try to be somebody, and I've tried it already. The reason I'm doing the show today, I already tried the wrong way, and I know it doesn't work. Now I've been doing stuff this way. Guess what? All four areas, man, life has changed. Just by doing this that I'll share with you guys. Now, I did this in order on purpose because that's the way the Dear Kinnear Report reads. Your life path number, your health number, your soul urge number, your outer personality or outer expression number. If you go online, there's free numerology reports. They all do the same thing. For everybody that's a part of the life management system, you got to reverse the order. That's when you elevate to Christ consciousness or what I call quantum state induction. Reverse it because everything on earth is turned upside down. Now, you also have your negative habit pattern. That's why you should be saying, well, Brother Will, this is common knowledge. You can go on Google and do a free numerology report. Why am I going to pay you $5,000 to buy you, join your life management system? Because you got something called a negative habit pattern. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. You'd be in the Bahamas. So everything I told you, number one, they don't tell you to reverse it online. So for me to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship, bam, the 9 comes first, not the 33. And then after the 9 comes the 3, then the next 3, and then lastly but not leastly, the 33-6. So the master teacher is last, least important. So all my life I've been promoting master teacher 33. Ain't that doggone hunt. That's why I've not been successful. But you can be damn Skippy. I'm correcting that problem this year. And everybody that's with me, I'm going to teach you the same thing. So my life has changed by simply reversing the order and understanding the numbers that make up that number. So for me, now I know. I am a worker that uses and creates a free environment. That's why some people struggle with the program because of the lack of structure. Why? That's me. 5. On that first area. So my personality is the 9. So I'm going to work hard to create a free environment for 9 humans. That's you, by the way, humanitarians. Then I'm going to go to the 1-2 because I'm an independent. I'm a freaking leader that wants a peaceful. That's why I don't do drama. And my independent, peaceful nature allows me to, my second 3, which is 2-1, to create and draw more people into my life that want that like peace. The 1 ruler, so I ain't going to join nobody else's system. That's what people ask me. This is why I've talked, you know, again, in error against other systems. Because I'm a freaking alpha male, homie. I'm a lion. I don't follow nobody. I freaking make a trail for other people. So as a 1, I don't got a 1 in my makeup. So if I didn't understand my unconscious desire and why, I can't keep a job. Lions don't work for other people. Other people work for them. So if I didn't know that about myself, which I didn't, I kept going 68 times. Please hire me, sir. I get on the job and they're looking at me like, you ain't taking my job. Like, I don't want your job. Yeah, you do. They knew me. I didn't know myself. So they said, well, you fired. Why are you firing me? You overqualified. Dude, I'm entry level. Every job I got, them fools told me I was overqualified because they saw my purpose and I didn't. So I'm a 2-1-3 that does 3-3. So this is me. If I take my path and I put it in reverse, then I am doing what I call a destiny profile. This is what I do for everybody, especially now. That's how you find your niche. Once you find that, you got something called dunamis power. Because now there's nobody can walk up to me and tell me, hey, Brother Will, you know what I'm saying? I think you're this, brother. Let me check. Hold on a minute. Let me read on my part. Yeah, no, that's not me, dog. It's not in there. Yeah, brother, but she said, nobody else can come tell me. Me, I already know me. So I know I'm going to create an environment because I'm a good worker. I got something called ethics, homie. I got something called values. So I'm a 4 that uses the 5 to create an environment for humanity. And this environment for humanity, I'm a leader, and I want peace in that environment. So I'm going to work at maintaining that peace. And then the peace, I want a peaceful environment where me as the leader can use my creativity to create a bunch of stuff that is endued with compassion and money and health and wisdom and relationships. Everything vibrates as long as I stay in that lane. But the moment I step outside of my lane and try to be like somebody else, all that falls. I'm on a different vibration. I'm on a different freaking, now I got to work for money. I got to go get the job. Now when I go to the gym, I got to work out, and man, my weight ain't falling off. I'm like, what's going on, man? I'm working like a slave in here. I got to work out for an hour instead of 15 minutes now. Then I'm going to look around and it's like, man, I'm dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, I'm reading the Bible, but it doesn't make sense. Now wisdom doesn't flow no more. And then my relationships, now I'm over here, I'm not creating that foundation. I'm not creating an environment of unconditional love that allows other people to grow. Now I'm over here freaking doing this tiring stuff. Hey, boy, get over there and sit down and shut up because I told you to. There ain't no love in that. So I've been expressing myself in the younger days in the dark side of my gift because I didn't know what I'm sharing with you today. And if you don't understand the details of the numbers behind the numbers inside of your Dear Kinnear report, God have mercy on your soul. And then once you know all of this, guess what's next? It's something called a negative habit pattern. And it's going to come up and it's going to say, so you think you that? So let me get this right. So you think that you are a 9-3-3-6-3-3? That's what you're telling me? Come on, man. You know you're a loser. You know you're this. You know you're that. And so then that mind chatter, that you going to come up, that ego strategy. You know how the ego comes in. And remember what I talked about in the show I did a couple of days ago when I talked about how the enemy used, when I did the show, are you too busy for God? Are you too busy for your God-ordained destiny? That's the number one coping mechanism in 2018. I guarantee 99% of everybody that's listening to me right now, you're too busy for me or for anybody else. Do you know how many of the clients tell me that? I'm too busy, Brother Will. I said, well, did you listen to the show? Oh, no, man, I'm too busy. So let me get this right. You're too busy to actually be wealthy. You're too busy to be healthy. You're too busy to be wise. And you're too busy to have a great relationship. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. That dog will not hunt. If you're too busy to take time out to improve your own life or to optimize your own life, maybe it's not with me. Hey, you know what? I'm not everybody's cup of tea. And you know what I'm saying? I'm a short black man. So sometimes short black men rub, you know, people the wrong way. So if it's not me, all I'm saying is make sure you get with somebody who swam in the ocean, not in no damn indoor heated pool, that can tell you about the undertow and the undercurrent, that can tell you about the salt that get into your eyes, that stain, that can tell you about there's little critters in the ocean that may nip on you and they're going to scare the shizness out of you, but that's okay, keep swimming. They're going to tell you about the way you swim in the ocean is totally different from the way you swim in a comfortable, heated pool. If you don't get with somebody like me who swam in the ocean, man, don't get with somebody who's trying to teach you how to swim in the ocean and they swam in a heated pool. Make sure you get with somebody who dogs hunt. Hopefully that somebody is me. Again, I have the one for the people that's not already members of the life management system. I still have the 167 offer going, again, which is basically $167 a month. It doesn't get any easier or better than that because it's so important to me, because that's my vibe. That's how I'm designed. I'm here, again, to work at creating an environment for humanity. In that environment, I am the leader of creating peace. So you ain't no drama. And that peace is going to allow you to be three, creative at being three, creative at being a six, expressing compassion. That is me. That's why I do what I do. That's why I have confidence. There's nobody on earth. They may be just as good, but they're not better. In other words, I don't look up to no man. I don't look down on no man. I look men in the eye. Men, y'all listening, any men out there? If there are any men out there, I ain't going to look up to you, homie. Now, I ain't going to look down at you either. I'm going to look you in the eye, dog, and I'm going to tell you straight up. If you bring it chill, you better bring it. That's what they call an alpha male. I'm one of them dudes. If you see me on the street, bruh, you can talk to me mano y mano. I ain't running. That's confidence. That's dunamis power. You don't go looking for stuff. I don't go looking for no drama. But if you cut me off in traffic and flip me off, I'm not going to duck my head and say, oh, okay. Now, I used to be that dude. I used to be all, you know, lily back and, you know, wishy-washy and, you know, praise Jesus, brother. Now, I buried that fool. And I hope then that you bury that false ego too. Because when you operate in your power, in your space, that gives you confidence. And when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you don't fear no evil. You know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You know all who rise up against you shall fall. You know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know that if he cares for the lilies of the fields and the birds in the air, and they don't sow nor reap, how much more will he care for you? So when somebody comes up to you and tell you, well, you know, brother, if you don't do this, then God don't love you. That's when you're going to tell him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, he shall tempt the Lord thy God. You don't know who you are. If you did, nah, you wouldn't be putting up with the bullshit that you're putting up with. You wouldn't be disrespecting yourself. You disrespect yourself by not knowing yourself. So it is my job as a life management. I'm a leader, dog, and I'm going to tell you the truth. It is time for us, especially if you're part of the life management system, to step up and be you. That means all your time, every day, from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, should be spent up on learning about yourself. You freaking making money for somebody else, you're too busy doing all this other stuff to take time out to learn about yourself, you're disrespecting yourself. And you worth more. If nobody's going to tell you, I see worth and value in you. I see royalty. You're a royal priest. You're a holy nation. You're a king's kid. You made an image and likeness of the king. You are a son and a daughter of light. Carry yourself as such. And I'm going to see you at the top. God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you, my brothers and my sisters. If anything I said, again, the message was intended to empower you. That's it. One intention, to empower you. That way we can all vibrate on the same level as light beings, because that's our true destination and our true heritage. Again, email me if you want to join the life management system. Again, it's $167 down, $167 a month. I got all kinds of specials to start what I talked about yesterday. You can get up all 12 shows for the upcoming year. You can purchase if you're a non-member for $300. If you are a member for $150, that way every show that I do, and they're going to be some bomb burners in 2018. You already got that taken care of. For more information, just email me, masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Blessings, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. We'll see you at the top.